See, you never talk down on a player. I spray ya, then break it down till you need your best to say a prayer. This funk been a part of my life ever since the starting gate. Remember me and my nigga show dog way back in 88. Broke them bitches down with some sexual healing. The man of town ain't been the same since Don't Fight Your Feeling. But now you knew, boy, you stood off in this game on an accident. Copying another nigga's style. Punk, don't let this rap shit get you broke off, cause he is potent like that ain't right. Finally made the name for yourself, but don't believe the hype. Fool,
yeah. Oh yeah, what's up y'all? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And my name is Mr. Tariq Elite. I am your gracious host. Glad to have everybody back to the show. Ready to chop up some very good game as usual. Broadcasting live out here in Flaw Scandalous. Before I get into the game, today's show is brought to you by AutoVroom.com. It's also brought to you by the new CD by Dice the P. Go to cdbaby.com/CD/Dice the P to check out his new CD. Also, it's brought to you by Dream Wish GFX. They did my flyers for my lecture that's popping off in New York. I'm going to talk about that in a second. I'm bumping that Oakland shit, y'all. That's that player shit. Y'all got to listen to that. That's that Oakland player shit. Anyway, but like I said, man, I'm coming out to New York, everybody. It is official. I will be in New York. We're doing a book signing and a game seminar. December 15th at the Crane Theater. December 15th at the Crane Theater in New York. The address is 85 East 4th Street, New York, New York, 10003. That's going to be on December 15th, 7:45 p.m. That's going to be on a Tuesday. So all my New Yorkers, you come on out. We're going to chop up some very good game that night. Now, at the door, the tickets are $50. But if you get them in advance right now, go to MacLessonsRadio.com. Right now, you get the tickets at a discount. You get them for $29. So go right now. Get to $29, and go to MacLessonsRadio.com and get the tickets tonight, because it's going to be off the hook. I'm telling y'all, we're going to have a ball in New York. It's going to be packed. We're going to have fun. There's going to be a lot of cute girls there. It's going to be cracking. I want all my New York players to come on out and chop up game with me, share game with me. If you have books that you've bought before, bring them. I'm going to sign your books. We're going to have a ball in New York. Let's get on these phones and see what's up. Who's calling?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's up? Who is this?
Hey, it's this Valley from New York. What's up?
What's going on, player? What's on your mind tonight, player?
Yeah, man, I'm chilling. I'm tickets tomorrow. I'm getting 5 tickets.
There you go. Cool, man. We're going to have a good time, man. We're going to have a ball in New York, dude.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. You know what I mean?
Man, we're going to have a lot of good times, man. What part of New York you in, by the way?
I'm actually in Manhattan.
Okay, that's all. You're right. Where we going to be? That's cool in the gang.
Yeah, right, I know the spot you're going to be at. You're going to be in the Village. I know that spot.
Okay, I haven't seen the venue, but I heard it's a pretty cool venue. But
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Well, I'll see you there, man. Definitely.
All right, cool.
Thanks for the call. A lot of folks calling, man. We're going to take a lot of quick calls, but I'm going to get to the game in a minute. What's up? Who's calling?
Flex.
What's up? Who's this?
Maryland, man. It's Mr. Marcus from Maryland.
What's going on, Mr. Marcus? What's on your mind tonight, player?
Hey, man, I just want to call and give you a shout out, dude. I just got on your podcast about, I say, maybe mid-July, mid-June, man. I went through and I listened to a lot of them. It's some real good game, man. I got a couple of your books. And me and another dude I work with, we have you on the podcast, man. I just want to give you a shout out. Just say keep doing your thing, man. You're doing a lot of positive things. A lot of brothers in the U.S. and around the world really need to get with the program, man, and step their game up.
That's real talk, man. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, that's what I caught you on the KTS 5 news thing.
Yeah, did you peep that?
why didn't you blast that lady that was trying to hate on you, man?
No, because the thing is, I had to be diplomatic about it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, because a lot of people were already saying that, you know, it was a bad look for her. So I didn't have to do anything. You know what I'm saying? I could just sit back and just let the public deal with that. You dig?
I feel you. I feel you.
How far are you from You're in Maryland, right?
No, I'm in Maryland, man. I'm probably about 20 minutes from the district from D.C.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I don't know too much about that area. But, yeah, I want to try to get out there to D.C. too.
Yeah, you need to get out of here. You need to get out of here, man. Because, you know, I see a lot of guys, especially where I work and I serve, see a lot of come in there, man. I'm putting people on the podcast. I'm like, man, you know, you need to go to Mac Lessons, Blasey, man. Most of the dudes that I done put on, they're like, dang, man, you know, it's some real good stuff, man. You doing some real live stuff.
That's real talk.
I hope you really get, you know, you need to get like a TV show or something, man. You know, really get out there to the mass.
Oh, dude, I'm already working on that, dude. That's why y'all think I'm on all these major television shows, man? A lot of these networks are campaigning now, but I don't want to do no dumb shit. That's the thing. I get offers I get TV offers about twice a month, major ones.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times it's y'all got to hear the ideas that these people come to me with. I get some of the craziest ideas that I'm like, man, I ain't doing that shit. But I got some stuff in the works.
I'm sure you heavy in the game, man. I'm sure you got a lot of connects and everything. You should just put your own thing together and, you know, come up with your own idea and get out there, man. I got a real good message, man.
What's up? I got some stuff in the works. Man, I'm 10 steps ahead of you, player. I already got some stuff in the works, man. I feel you. But hey, man, thanks for the call, player. For sure. All right, there's a lot of folks calling. We're going to take a couple of more calls, and then we're going to get right into the game in a minute. A lot of folks calling, and I appreciate that, man. A lot of folks like, well, do some TV stuff, man. Do some TV stuff. I got some TV stuff in the works, man. I'm just trying to filter out stuff. And, again, I got some great ideas that'll make the game, you know, real tight. But, you know, TV, man, they want you to do real goofy shit for the most part. But we're going to bring that game, man. When y'all stop looking at the goofy shit... Because it has to do with the public, too. It's very difficult to look at television, man. There's some stuff on there that's so, you know what I'm saying? I hate to be so cynical about it, but there's some goofy shit on television right now, man. But I'm putting some stuff together, man. Don't trip. I'm putting some real fly shit together. But we're going to get into some game in a minute. But, yo, don't forget, my New Yorkers, man. I will be in New York December 15th. Go get your tickets tonight, man. We're going to have a ball in New York. It's going to be cracking out there, man. We're going to bring the anti-moist movement to the Big Apple. Because I done seen a couple of skinny jeans and scarves out there, too. So we're going to stop all that shit. I'm going around the country with it. All my other cats in other cities like Chicago. A lot of folks want me to come to Chicago, man. Y'all holler at them schools and y'all holler at me, man. Let's make this thing happen. I would love to come to Chicago. Different colleges keep hollering at me. Holler at me for real and let's do it. So we can go ahead and get this game to Chi-Town. But we're definitely bringing it to New York. It's going to be off the hook in New York. And I got some more television interviews that I got coming out in a couple of weeks. I was on the radio. Shout out to the Block FM. I was on their radio station this morning. I did an interview with them. So shout out to them. I think it's going to be on their website, the interview, in a couple of days. So go to theblockradio.com. And they should have the interview up in a couple of days. It was a real quick interview. I just went up there early this morning, knock it out, and I've done their show before, so they're real good people. Anyway, but let me put on some Mackin music, man. I'm ready to get down with some good game. Hold on. All right, now let's get into some game. I'm ready to spit that hot fire. Let's get into some game. So right now, y'all, we're going to talk about how fear affects your game. Let's talk about how fear affects your game. See, a lot of people, man, a lot of my players out here, man, are afraid to spit game. They're afraid to really step their mouthpiece up. They're afraid to approach women because fear has debilitated them. And not just men, man, as society as a whole, man, society has been taught to be fearful. Society has been taught to be afraid of their own shadow. And I'm going to get on that in a second, but I'm talking about men right now in particular. Men, your confidence, because of things that happen in society, your confidence has been slowly chipped away at. So a lot of men are fearful, and they fall into these comfort zones. It's very comfortable to be a simp because there's no fear in being a simp. It's very comfortable in being a trick because there's no fear of being a trick because you will not get rejected for the most part if you're tricking. Because that's the thing with men. Men have a big time fear of rejection. If you have some real tight game, the possibility of being rejected is there. But when you're tricking, you alleviate the whole concept of rejection because you know most people will accept the money. But that's not real game. That's false game. And then we have another element. We have a moist comfort zone that a lot of dudes are getting in. There's a lot of moist behavior going on. Whereas you be a woman's friend, you become like the woman's girlfriend or something. A lot of dudes are taking on moist characteristics, and it's starting off young. I was at the movies last week, and I saw this little kid out with his mom, and a whole bunch of other women, man. This little boy was about 11, 12 years old, not that old at all. And this little boy was dressed so moist. This little dude had on some skinny jeans, a scarf with some UGG boots, and some braids in his hair. And the braids weren't even them gangster braids that went to the back. His braids went diagonally. Little boy looked like that South African hermaphrodite track running bitch. Hot mess. So that's the thing, man. We're starting off with these cats young, so we really got to get everybody's game back to where it's supposed to be. And really, it's all about fear. When you become an adult, it becomes about fear if your game isn't as crisp as it's supposed to be. Because, see, the thing is, man, society doesn't really want, and let me say our government, I'll put it that way, because I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but really, our government don't want your game to be crisp. And not only that, our government likes for men to be on some dumb shit. Talking to my brothers out here, you know, a lot of brothers be doing some dumb shit that gets them locked up. I just saw a very sad story about this dude killed this little 5-year-old girl. It was just very sad. That story had me pissed off all day. But just dumb, random shit like that. The government wants you to do stuff like that. Because there's money in dumb shit. Fellas, if y'all stop, and I'm talking about street dudes out here who have done dumb shit or are into doing dumb shit. If cats stop doing crimes and just generally stop doing dumb shit overnight, they just say, look, we're going to stop doing dumb shit. We're going to walk the straight and narrow. Do you know that will literally shut the government down? Think about that, y'all. I really want you to think about that. If you said, and I'm talking to the dumb shitters out there, I'm not going to do nothing fucked up, nothing wrong, no crime, nothing crazy. I'm going to walk the straight and narrow, nothing. That would literally shut the government down. Because there is an industry built around policing and protecting people from dumb shit. So the dumb shit is encouraged a certain way, in a certain way. Because think about it. If you stop doing dumb shit, the judges would go out of business. There would be no need for judges. There would be no need for police funding. There would be no need for privatized prison systems. There would be no need for public defenders. To the degree that we have them, we would still need them on a smaller degree, but it wouldn't be a big major business as it is now. And even with men just doing dumb shit and not having confidence, men who just don't have no game, see, there's money in that too, because if you don't have no game, it's easier for you to get pussy whooped and simped out. It's easier for you to get married and divorced, and the child support industry makes a lot of money off dudes with no game. The divorce industry makes a lot of money off dudes with no game. So having no game and doing dumb shit is big business. Because the government knows that an outside threat to the public is always marketable, because that's how they get funding. And this has been going on since the beginning of this country, y'all. It was an ingenious plan how they put it all together. If you look at our society, man, most of the money spent in our society is spent on defense. All the money is spent really on protecting the country from an outside threat. The money is spent on missiles and surveillance and tanks and ammunition and military. That's where most of the money goes in this country. It's a big industry in that, man. They're like, look, these people are going to get you, so give us your money. We'll protect you. See, they always come up with these manufactured threats. That's what this government is about. First, you know, it was black folks. That the black folks have always been the go-to threat. Watch out for the blacks. Watch out for them. They're going to get you. Give us your money so we can police them. And earlier in the 20th century, then was the Nazi threat. Then they went back to the Negroes. You know, like most drug laws and most other laws that were put on the books were based on fears of black folks. And that's how politicians would market it. That's how they would campaign on the black fear vote. Like a lot of drug laws in this country were based on black fear votes. Like cocaine was perfectly legal in this country for a long time, but they started figuring out ways to criminalize it and make money off of it. So they started telling white folks, there's a bunch of cocaine crazed Negroes running around, so vote for me. I will lock them up and I'll protect you. Give me your money. They did the same thing with prostitution. Prostitution is illegal because of something called the White Slave Trafficking Act of 1910. They started telling white folks that black pimps are kidnapping white women and taking them across state lines and drugging them out and making them hoes. So the prostitution law passed because, again, prostitution was legal in this country. Even with the Black Panthers, there was a gun law in California. You could walk around with guns, and then the Black Panthers started doing it. Then they passed a law that prohibited that. I talked about a lot of this stuff before. But again, there's always been this manufactured threat that the government has put upon people. After the Nazis, it was the Asians. There was the Asian threat. The Japanese are going to come get you. The Chinese are going to come get you. The Koreans are going to come get you. The Vietnamese are going to come get you. Then it was the communist threat. See, they switched the game up and it became a little politically incorrect to demonize a whole race of people. So what they tried to do, they used a concept, an idea to scare people. Communism is going to get you. The communist threat. See, communist, that's a very vague term. That's an idea. That's not even a person. Just like terrorism. It's the war on terror. Watch out because terror is going to get you. Basically, that's fear of fear itself. You know the old saying, a lot of people are afraid of fear itself. That's what terrorism and the communist threat is. That's being afraid of fear itself. A non-threat. But the thing is, it works in people's minds. They say, look, this is going to get you. Give us your money so we can protect you. That's why we demonize like Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and a lot of people are focusing on Muslims now because they can't say that outright. So they'll say terrorism. But when they show terrorism or talk about terrorism, they keep putting up images of cats and turbans and all that shit. So you'll get the idea. So you can kind of associate it visually without them being guilty of saying it. Real deep shit. But the whole point is, man, they want to keep you in fear. They keep society in fear as a whole. Fear of fear itself. And there's big business in being scared. Do not be scared, man. Y'all need to get up out the house, tighten your mouthpiece up, and keep it player. Don't let them keep you fearful. That's why a lot of people are stuck on the internet, man. And I'm on the internet a lot myself, but the internet, man, is a safety zone. And they want you to be on the internet, man, because they can monitor your every move on the internet. But don't be afraid of stepping away from the safety zone, man. It's a beautiful world out there, man. You got to get out there in the field and put your game out there, man. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of rejection. Don't be afraid of cooperation. Don't be afraid of your own shadow. Don't let fear debilitate your game. And this concept goes double in the black community, because I'm just talking in general right now, but in the black community, it goes double, especially with men and women. Because a lot of sisters are very afraid of a man, a black man, with his game tight. Let me say that again, so y'all can hear me on this. I want y'all to feel me on this. I know I got a lot of my sisters listening, but a lot of sisters, a lot of black women are terrified of a brother with his game crisp. You guys saw the interview I did on the TV station last week, and a lot of people, I got dozens and dozens and dozens of emails saying that the black female reporter was hating on me. I'm not shocked, of course. They were like, oh my gosh, she was hating on you. Because I was doing this interview, and there was a lot of white reporters, and there was a black female reporter in the field. And we were, you know, laughing and yucking it up and having fun. And then the sister, they put the camera on her, and she had her face twisted up at me. Of course, I'm not even shocked. A lot of people were mad. A lot of people were upset. I wasn't. I'm like, I had fun doing it. I know the game. I'm not shocked at that. Because when a brother is shining, saying some fly shit, the first person that's going to be complaining and the first person who's going to feel threatened is the nearest black female, unfortunately. And I want my sisters to feel me. A lot of sisters, man, they complain to me, oh, Tariq, ain't no good brothers this, ain't no good, and which I never, ever, 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 ever want to hear that again. I'm so sick of hearing that. A lot of you guys, a lot of you females cannot handle those good brothers. They're there, but you see through them because a lot of you are fearful and intimidated by them. If a brother's game is crisp, he's going to be crisp enough to see your flaws. And that's going to make you have to step your game up, women. A lot of black women, your game ain't tight like it used to be. See, black women now, y'all ain't as crisp as you used to be back in the day. Back in the day, sisters was crisp. Sisters was on top of their shit. Dress fly, act fly, poise, discipline. Your shit was together. You cook, you clean, you're on point. I grew up with women like that. That's why my standards are so high. Those days are gone. Those type of women, those type of sisters now are so far in between, and y'all know that. That's why I want to get the sisters back to where they need to be. But sisters are very stubborn right now. You got to really, really work on the sisters. I get on y'all later. I might have another book for the sisters later. I'm working on my guys right now. But you women, I'm not done with you. Y'all got to step y'all goddamn game up too. Y'all sit up and date a bunch of dusty niggas and then complain that your life don't turn out right. No, that shit is corny now. That shit is mad corny. And if a brother has his game tight, you will try to find fault with him. Oh, he must be bougie. Oh, he must like white girls. Oh, I get that one a lot. I've had sisters step to me and say that. Tariq, you look like you date white girls. You look like you only date white girls. Why would you say that? I don't know. It just look like you do. Because any brother with his game tight, you know that's a threat to you. So sisters, don't feel threatened by that. Step your goddamn game up. Stop dating dusty niggas and then complaining ain't nobody good for you out here. Ain't no good dudes out here. That shit is corny. So there's a lot of fear with men. There's a lot of fear with women. Don't feel threatened by anybody. Be on top of your game. Understand the best qualities that you have to bring to the table. Acknowledge that, man. Y'all stop focusing on shit that you don't have. You're so busy worrying about your fears. Oh, my ears are too big. My nose is too big. My teeth are bucked. My hair is ate up in the back. I mean, you're worrying about shit. Fix the shit that you're worried about and stop being fearful of it. If you can't fix it, embrace that shit and rock it. Or charge it to the game. But stop being fearful. Life is not made for being fearful. Fuck that. You're supposed to be cautious. You can even be cynical about certain things, but life is not about being fearful, man. Y'all shake that fear bullshit out your system. And y'all bring your asses out there to see me in New York, man. Y'all get up out that house and come chop up game with me and all my other players. There's going to be some cute women out there, too. You know, I noticed most of my female fans, most of my sisters, women that are fans of me, are very attractive. I have very attractive female fans. That's because a lot of attractive women are not threatened by good game. Attractive women are not threatened by good game at all. They welcome that. It's them dusty, booger wolf looking women that usually have a problem with me and any other brother with his game type. If you notice that, fellas, just think back. Look at the women that have hated on you, fellas. If you go out somewhere and a woman seriously hated on you, just take a good look at her. Usually it's some female who's like a five or below, who's not even tight, but talking mad shit, hating on cats. And that's the way it is with me. When females kind of hate on me, oh, fuck him, I read his, oh, I don't like him. Usually it's a chick that looks like Shrek. So don't worry about that. They're supposed to hate. It's nothing. But attractive women, man, they respect the game for the most part. And if you guys go to any of my lectures, man, I have a lot of attractive women that go to my lectures. When I did my one out here in LA, there was attractive women there. All my cast in Atlanta saw there were attractive women there. When I go to New York, there are going to be a lot of attractive women there too. So you guys come on out, chop up game. I will see you in New York. Don't forget to go to get your tickets at MacLessonsRadio.com. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I want you guys to have a nice Mac-ish week. I might do a Ustream show later on tonight. Y'all holla at me. Y'all keep it Mac-ish. Peace.